false positive?
The false positive went away because we started making the slices smaller and smaller.
Right.
And started doing much, much more heavy research into, we have to find something that's unique to this virus, right? And we have to do it in a small enough chunk that it doesn't take forever to go through all the files, right? And that's when the false positives started going away, the company started looking like a real life company, right? And that's when, I mean, and at that point, we went public. Right. Before that, it was a collection of, it was John, his wife, Ari Gretzky, Dennis Yell, that, you know, that herded the people into the bulletin board system, right? And when they started, and John would say, "How come you're not here, Jake?" And I would say, "This is how much Lockheed's paying me." And he would go, "Okay, that's why you're not here." And besides, I don't like Dennis. Right? And so, but when Dennis went away, and the company had to, you know, we have to look like a company in order to go public. Okay. And we have to find a way to update these virus definitions. Right? So, John paid me this obscene amount of money to set up the QA and write a thing called Software Express, which was, you tell us your phone number, you put your modem in answer mode, right? You click this button in virus scan, right? And we'll update your file.
Update the files, yeah.
Right? And at the same time, I was working, putting a thing together called Cruise.io, convincing another bulletin board.
Cruise.io, yeah.
Convincing another guy who's running a bulletin board that he should be feeding Usenet traffic, right? And I told you all that.
Yeah, the beginnings of Cruise.io.
Yes. Well, Cruise.io really began as a Dungeons & Dragons bulletin board. Right.
Yeah, Chris, huh?
Yeah, a mud.
D&D guy.
Right. Chris, Chris Nicholson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the Morris Worm happened.
The Morris Worm, yeah. That's right. That was what, about
87? 87,
yeah.
Why even 88?
Cornell University student or something like that.
The son. The son of an aerospace consultant.
Okay. The son of an aerospace consultant.
And all of the aerospace consultants, I mean, to that point in time, I had it made. I was working for Lockheed, but I never...
Wasn't his father...
I was working from home.
Right.
Wasn't his father a big shot at NSA?
Yeah. It was one of the...
Yeah, I think so.
It...
Like president. Really,
I know he wasn't that. Yeah, but he was an aerospace engineer, aerospace consultant, and he cost every one of us our... external access. From that point on, we had to go into work. On top of that, they started off by going, no email, no, you know, you lost your rights to get onto the internet and go to, well, suddenly if you didn't actually work for Lockheed, if you were a consultant or, right, you were not trusted. So you couldn't have access to the ARPA.
The ARPA.
Right? Well, we didn't really care. I cared about communicating with my friends in England. and so I, you know.
So was that an encouragement to leave Lockheed, or?
It's what caused me to go push Nicholson.
Started seeding his own IPs into
into an ARPANET.
That's it. Yeah. Can't use your anymore. Let's have a private net.
Right. Well, no, but this, I mean, in Santa Cruz, it was beginning to rise. I mean, all the guys that worked over in the pit lived over here.
Right.
Right. So it was on the rise. We all wanted the same thing.
So in a sense, the word helped inspire the internet in some ways. It helped move you into the
public
sector.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing of it is to look at it on a broad enough spectrum. At the same time, a guy named Al Gore was in Congress making sure that something like this gets put together. It isn't the playground of the wealthy.
Right.
Right. And.
So
and if that hadn't happened,
he was trying to make it a community access internet highway.
He was trying to push it out of
NSF.
When he said, "I did the internet," right? As far as he was concerned, in Congress, he was. It was him who pushed all this stuff out. Who went? This doesn't just belong to the military
or universities.
Or universities, yeah.
Wow, great. He's speaking in San Francisco next week, next in June.
He's also the guy that made sure that, at first he said, this has got to be for everybody, and there was a bunch of guys going, oh yeah, that's right, it should be for everybody. And we need tax revenue. And it was Gore who went, no, you tax it on the day it's born, it dies quick.
Yeah.
So, No, Al Gore will be. If Al Gore will be forever tainted by that, that Republican attack about he invented the internet. But without Al Gore, the internet that we know today would not exist.
Yeah.
It's that simple. It would have been handed down from on high to the very wealthy. As it is, there's still a pretty big gap, isn't there?
Yeah, but it's a literacy gap as opposed to a born in the right family gap.
Right. So
that's what I'm saying. If those things didn't happen,
Well, what's interesting is for over a decade, your entire life seemed to intersect viruses. The internet worm caused you to bounce off of and go to Nicholson and create Cruise.io.
Yeah.
And then you created the first downloadable updates. Starting with grep, but viruses, viruses were destined to be.
Yes and no, I don't like talking about viruses. I don't like. You know what's embarrassing about it? Turn it off.
Turn that off.